across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, Cambridge 105 Radio's charity of the month for October is Remap, and I'm joined in the studio by their secretary stroke treasurer, Pippa Cousins. Pippa,
hello.
Hi. Tell us all about Remap and what it is and what it does.
So Remap is a charity. Our strapline is making things possible. We make bespoke equipment for people with disabilities where there's nothing on the market. So it's all specially made for the individual.
Crikey. Now, what sort of disabilities are we talking about? Literally, it could be anything, could it?
It could be anything. So it could be an age-related disability like arthritis. Somebody's just having difficulty with their dexterity. Or it might be something much more significant. Somebody's full-time wheelchair user or bedbound or anything in between.
Okay, when you say that, you know, it's stuff that's not on the market, that strikes me then that it really is going to be an individual problem, perhaps, that you're looking at, because there's quite a lot of general help available,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes. So part of our remit is often to see whether there is anything on the market that could help that person in that instance. And about 50% of our referrals are solved that way. The other 50 turn into actual jobs where our volunteers go away and make something individually for the client.
So let's talk about your volunteers then. They must have a very particular set of skills, must they, if they're making things that aren't generally available. Do they adapt or do they start from scratch or could it be any mix of those?
Yes, it's a combination. So some of our jobs are just modifying existing equipment and some of our jobs are making from scratch. And most of our volunteers are actually engineers, right, of one form or another. Most mechanical, a couple are electrical.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that hints then that sometimes it's skills would cross a boundary. You might need,
yes,
a couple of people to work together, is that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes the project can be a little bit more complex and you need a mix of skills.
Okay. Now, let's just talk about the charity itself then. You've been with them for a while.
Yes, about 14 years.
But it's been going longer than that.
It's been going since the early 70s.
OK, and is it just Cambridge-based or are you national?
We're national. We've got branches across England and Wales.
OK, and how long have you been around in this part of the world?
Me personally, I've been in Cambridge 17 years.
And Remap has been around all that time, has it?
Remap's been here since the early 70s, yeah.
Okay, well, over that time, I mean, technology has moved on apace and it must actually be quite an exciting place to work.
Yes. That said, we don't do a lot of technology-based stuff because it's a little bit too complex and time-consuming for the time that we've got. Often people come to us with a problem and they want a quick solution, and so a mechanical solution is often the way forward.
Okay, give me a couple of examples of the things you've done.
Okay, so recently we had a little eight-year-old girl. She got weak limbs. She wanted to be out cycling. The problem was that she couldn't pedal for very long on her own. So her parents suggested a rear pushing pole to be attached to the back of her bike. And that's exactly what our engineer did. He made a pole for pushing, braking and steering for the parents to have control. And then he changed the pedal system to a fixed pedal rather than a freewheel, so that when she got tired and she was no longer physically pedalling, she was able to be passively exercising. Her legs
so
were
her
going,
legs were still
round
going around
while her dad was pushing her.
And that's presumably still a good thing if you've got weak muscles.
That's right.
And so this handle then had all the remote controls on it.
It wasn't remote controlled, no, it was mechanical.
Yeah, so but the parent has got access to all the brakes and everything.
Yes, so there's a brake on the handle. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So if she goes careering down a hill, he can take control.
That's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
All right, love it. And as she grows older, will you continue to adapt and adopt in that way?
Yes, they can come back to us when she needs to move up to the next size of bike and we can start all over again and do the same thing again if she needs it.
Okay, all right. Give me something else as well then, because I love this idea. I could talk about these stories all day.
Okay. So we recently had a mum who's a full-time wheelchair user. She'd got a baby who needed to be in a cot, But the problem with standard cots is they have drop-down sides. When you're in a wheelchair, you can't get underneath it because the side drops onto where your lap is. So our engineer raised the cot up, very simple job, just on a bit of wood to the correct height for her, and then he changed the drop-down side to hinge outwards, so it got two doors, so she could manage to open it herself and put baby to bed.
Just to the right person, a simple task, really, yes. And an easy fix.
Yes.
But just for somebody, for the actual person concerned, that's obviously
that's
been
right.
a real problem, and, yes. and quite worrying, I guess, because you
yes.
can't get to your baby in a
right.
cot.
Yes. And she had help some days, but not always. So she needed to be able to do that independently.
This is amazing stuff, is it? So, well, how many people volunteer for you? Or do you call on them as you need them? Do you have a big black book of all these engineers?
We have a team. We have a team of 16, and we meet on a monthly basis. We discuss new cases. So new cases come in to me as the secretary. So people can self-refer via our website, which is www.remap.org.uk. Or 50% of our referrals come from occupational therapists and physiotherapists who are working with people with disabilities, discovering there are problems that they can't solve, and they come to us and ask us to solve it for them.
Okay. Now, when someone comes to you like this, do they wind up paying for whatever it is you do? Is it a chargeable service, or does it get funded elsewhere, or do you rely on donations?
So the service is free to the user.
Oh, brilliant.
We raise money to pay for what we make. The volunteers get paid for any materials that they have to buy and the petrol money to get to the client.
That sounds very fair. Roughly how many people do you look at? I know it's a crazy question, but how many cases would you look to handle in a year?
So we have about 60 referrals a year, and about 30 of those will turn into actual jobs where we make something.
That sounds very good indeed. So are you looking for people? When you say about engineers, I mean, crikey, in my experience, engineers tend to be getting older and older. The youngsters
yes.
are all very technologically based and maybe not quite so manually practical. Are you looking for more engineers to help in that way?
Well, actually, we have a good complement of engineers on our team at the moment. What we are in need of is backup support. So we could do with some fundraising and publicity help and some help with admin. My job is getting bigger and bigger, and so I'd love somebody to come and help me.
And how does it work for you? Is it just sort of volunteer hours as and when, or is it pretty straightforward what you do?
Yes, I work from home. I fit it in around my other life, and it's just a few hours a week whenever I can manage.
Okay, so if someone wants to get involved, what would be the first step?
Go to our website and get the contact details, or you can email me directly. It's cambridge.secretary@remapgroups.org.uk.
Okay, brilliant. All right. Well, we're going to find out over the coming weeks just exactly what you get up to. We're going to have some of your engineers and people come in and talk to us. But for now, thanks ever so much indeed for coming
Pleasure.
In. It sounds great. And
thank you for having me.
Thanks very much indeed.